right, guys, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to episode number 2, BHOB official podcast. I am indeed James Truels. This is
Chase Little.
What up, Doe? How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
Doing really good.
How's your week been?
Well, chaotic as always.
Yeah.
Life is chaos.
Yeah, you have quite a few jobs though, don't you?
I do, man. I do a lot of things.
Sounds like a headache.
I'm a man of many parts. Okay, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is episode number 2 of the BHOV podcast, exclusively on Eastern Sierra Now. But that being said, we don't represent Eastern Sierra Now.
We do not.
This is just me and Chase, like, kind of freestyling. So whatever we say doesn't get put on Eastern Sierra Now because we are just being a bunch of silly pantses. this podcast is available on all platforms, your Spotify, Apple, whatever. But the way that you should do it, the way that I do it, is download the Eastern Sierra Now podcast or app, and then you will see the podcasts that are available. Other than that, bro, here we go.
Here we go. We had some pretty good entries. Well, not entries, but posts this week on the page. I think one of my favorite ones was the one about the the Tesla charging ports, where they were talking about how the people that are charging their cars, right, are using the bushes next to the charge ports as their personal bathroom.
Yes.
Which,
yes,
part of me is like, well, they shouldn't really be doing that, right? But the other part of me is like, I mean, it takes, what, 2 hours for those cars to charge? If they're at zero. I mean, I don't know. I'm not cool enough to have one, but somebody could educate us more on
how I've talked to a couple owners and how...
Oh, they use about 30 minutes to fully charge? Really?
Damn.
Wow. Damn. You got a cool guy over here.
I was going to say...
Big dick swinging.
How I've been told by Tesla owners is your route is mapped out and it tells you, you know, how much you have to charge until you get to the next one.
Got you.
Which is strange because I don't know what that does to the overall battery life of a Tesla, right?
Dude, with the technology nowadays, like, really, honestly, who knows? But I do know that the cars are trash. That's true.
And I really wonder which charging station, because we have two in town, which one are they talking about? Are they talking about the one downtown or the one out by behind Big Five?
I think it was on there which one they were talking about. Or somebody had posted it or like asked. But anyway, I mean, we can look for it another time. But what are people supposed to do if you're traveling in a Tesla?
Yeah.
And you're not at a place with a public bathroom, what, you know?
Yeah.
But then again, like, is it the city's responsibility to put bathrooms there? I mean, who knows?
It could be like Highway 6 where they put them porta potties by the truck stop. It's where you meet those lot lizards.
Dude.
Knock 3 times.
Listen, stop talking about candy like that, okay?
Oh, but yeah, man,
she's a nice lady.
That's nasty. Like, that's just foul, bro. If like, I mean, I understand. I don't know, bro. I've urinated in some pretty public places.
You see, that to me is the question. Because if people are peeing in the bush,
right?
Like, whatever, right?
Yeah.
But if you're pooping in that thing, I'll tell you what. Save it for the desert, my friends.
Dropping the deuce. Well, and then like, there's businesses right there. Right?
Yeah,
there's businesses nearby.
Where is the other charge? I mean, I know there's the one behind, where the old Rite Aid was.
Right.
There's. Oh, it's behind JCPenney's, right? Yes. Oh, well, it's right next to that trailer park anyway.
Go knock on the door. Hey, man. I don't know if that's Candy's place, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's, you have to relieve yourself, but like, I don't know, bro. I've been in construction, you know, I've relieved myself in some very public places.
Right.
Which brings me to an idea of mine, and you guys could bounce back if you like this idea or not. Back in the 2000s, I wanted to make a website called placesipeed.com. And all you do is real simple. You don't, username, real easy, drop a dot, And then you could just see where people pee.
Well, that's actually really similar to that. There's an app for, I don't know if it's strictly like in just San Francisco now anymore, but that's where it started. And where people would spot human feces, they would tag it on there.
That's everywhere,
and
bro.
The entire map of San Francisco is just covered in poop emojis. Yeah. There's just poop everywhere.
I was there recently, man.
I'm sorry.
It's wild, bro.
Yeah, I heard it's disgusting.
It's like someplace, it's so crazy because like there's the most fanciest, beautiful shops, houses, next block, just gnarly ghetto.
Right.
Like gnarly ghetto. And I don't know how they had everything when there was some big dude coming to visit San Francisco and all of a sudden all of the homeless people just kind of disappeared and everyone was really worried about him. What they did was give him work attire to where they looked like construction workers and kind of cleaned up their tents and swept them all away. And as soon as whatever that was, the famous person was gone, they were right back there. It was a pretty good little decoy.
So speaking of that post, actually, I just found it. Ooh. It has 37 comments and 46 reactions. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to figure out, because the person that posted it said, between the buildings and shrubs as their personal bathrooms near my business, middle of the day. So I don't want to say her name. We don't care about where she works. We don't.
Anonymous. Yeah. I'm just trying to think where that would be.
So someone said, so is this in Lone Pine?
Oh.
It says, no, next to Devin's Flowers. Oh, okay. Downtown. So that is right there behind the old JCPenney's building.
I mean, but if you got to go, you got to go.
Get your luck to put the and then the business owners can pay for them to be there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Call up Brandon Abbott with your luck.
There you go.
Work out a deal with them. Everybody's happy.
Yeah.
And then the business owners can pay for the rich people to charge their cars. Exactly. I think that's a fair compromise, just like everything else. We should carry them. Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's the land of the free and home of the, what is it?
Taxed?
The home of the taxed. That's what it is. Yeah. Ridiculously taxed. Yeah, because the business owners there that didn't want the charging ports there in the first place should definitely pay for the chargers to have bathrooms.
Yeah.
Anyway, good idea, Jesse.
Way to go. Look at the big brain on Jesse.
Get us ads on the show, bro.
Yeah. Speaking of urine luck, if you want to be a sponsor of the show, please shoot us a message. That'd be awesome.
Right.
Absolutely. Actually, speaking of urine luck, I just actually got a quote from them not long ago, and they came in very competitive compared to the other company that's here in town for my wedding that is happening October 19th. They have really great bathrooms that are like a trailer.
Oh, yeah,
for sure. And they're like flushable and they're like super nice, really clean on the inside, super great. And they actually came in cheaper than the competition and was a better toilet. So seriously, you're in luck. If you want to be a sponsor of the podcast, let us know, or we'll reach out to you guys here soon. And
shout out to B. I hope he's not butthurt about last night's comedy show still.
Oh, that was a great show.
That was a great show, but you were there.
I was there.
You were front and center.
I was.
You had the closer make some comments towards you.
He did. He wanted me and my fiance to eat a steak off of his naked body.
He did. That guy was wild, man. He was pretty funny, but that crowd, dude. Like, it's hard because, like, Bishop crowds aren't just very comic-friendly crowds. It was a rough crowd.
Yeah, and actually,
every set got interrupted.
Oh, yeah, every single set got interrupted. And actually, I talked to a couple of the comedians after the show, and they said some of it had to do with the seating arrangement, you know, like most comedy clubs, which, to be fair, Back Alley has comedy, which we're very grateful for, in the Valley. But they don't have the proper seating, and with large groups of people that come in that all sit together, you tend to have a lot of chatter.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, large groups.
Back Alley, if you want to be a sponsor.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of which, Back Alley, if you want to be a sponsor.
Your seating arrangement's shitty, but do you want to sponsor us?
We'll fix it for you.
Yeah. We'll fix your terrible seating.
There's no real other venues available. Like, it's a very intimate. That stage is beautiful.
Very small, but very good.
Right.
It's well put together.
It is well put together.
Yeah.
It really is. And, like, those guys were crushing, man. Big Andy, first time MC, like, I don't know. He was on a roll, and then, like, everybody just kind of fell quiet on him. And that the middle, I forget his name, could have been Dave. But, like, he was crushing.
It was Kevin.
He was crushing, man. He was just making me giggle. You probably heard me laugh through the whole thing.
Dude, it was great.
he's telling about how his toddler used a urinal in a public bathroom and grabbed a piece of toilet paper and dabbed his little pee-pee. But then the other table, you know, went into a discussion and expanding on the joke. And, like, that's fine, but we have to keep in mind that they're doing a job. Right, they're professional comedians. They come up from the Comedy Store in Los Angeles. They're doing us a huge favor coming here, so we just need to be really respectful to those guys because, I mean, talking in front of a big crowd is not easy.
You know what I want to talk about?
Please tell me.
I want to talk about pizza.
Okay,
I really do. I know you're a fan.
I work for Domino's. Domino's, if you want to sponsor, come on, baby.
So, Domino's is. They do make pizza. Yeah,
we do.
Yeah, they do for sure.
Yeah, I have pressed out some. I don't stretch pizzas yet, but I press some pans and make some really mean twists.
So, being a pizza professional,
yeah.
Who would you think in the Valley has some of the best pizza? And you can't say Domino's because you work there. So
Domino's is good, right? Domino's is solid. It's pretty reliable, depending on who is on the make line. Like all those. Men and women who are on the make line make good pizzas. Like there's one employee in particular, like he just makes an absolute gorgeous pizza. Like really takes care and not just like, here's your pizza. But for me, it's Flo's.
Flo's?
Hands down.
Yeah, they have a good pie.
Like just because it's such a small space from the time it gets out of the oven to you, you know what I mean? And
right.
Like their crust is amazing. Like, ultimately, I really wish we could have, like, pizza factory sauce and upper crust. That's my ultimate pizza. Because I love pizza. I love pizza factory sauce. Y'all are killing it, man.
So, my favorite in the Valley, which I don't think gets enough credit, is the Crowley Lake General Store.
Oh, bro.
It is.
That is in the Valley. And you're right. That is my favorite.
It's part of the Owens Valley.
It is. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And it's... Where's that? Virginia Creek Settlement.
Bro, you are out of bounds. You're out of bounds, man.
Is that out of bounds?
Owens Valley. We can look on a map where the Owens Valley actually is.
It's awesome. But that was good. They had pizza for about 25 minutes at the casino when they opened.
Oh, bro.
That was bomb. And then they just stopped doing
it. Yes. Yes. That was really good pizza. I got...
There's those other people that do the pizza at the distillery here in town. I can't remember the name. Is it Pinon Pizza? Pinon Pizza.
And shout out to Giggle Springs. Giggle Springs makes a good pizza, too.
Giggle Springs makes pizza?
It's not bad, bro.
By the way, Giggle Springs, if you want to be a sponsor of the podcast.
Come on, Sarah. You know you do. You know you do.
I think one of these days we should actually bring in like slices of pizza from different places, and maybe we can try them on the show. That'd be really fun.
I think we can reach out to all of those pizza places and just have like a small pizza, not cooked, and then find a venue that has an oven, which I have one in mind. And then that way we cook all of the pizzas. They're all in front of us and do a blind taste test, me and you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Jesse would definitely want to partake in that.
Hey, you could be a judge. Yeah, and we could reach out to some members.
We have to have a tiebreaker because what if you and I both, you know, disagree?
Yeah, for sure.
There has to be somebody to tell us.
For sure.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So, I know your favorite pizza, Crowley Lake. We talked about that.
That is, yeah.
Right now.
I like it. And your favorite is? You can't make this hybrid, man. This hybrid that you have of – What was it? Upper crust. And
ask Amanda. I'm a difficult person. I really, just because I don't want to double up on Crowley Lake, and shout out to Crowley Lake because that stuff is delicious.
And if you want to be a sponsor of the podcast.
I'm sticking with Flo's, but we are interested in everyone else's opinion. So on this post or on the YouTube, right? What should we do?
There will be a link down below right here. And you can send us an email or
comment,
message, whatever, however the format's going to be. You'll see it once you click the link. And, tell us what your favorite pizza is. And maybe it's something we don't even know about. I mean, they have that place down in Big Pine's pretty good, too. Two Brothers, I think is what it's called. Yeah.
It's right there. That's definitely my second favorite.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's really, really good.
It is good. I've only had it once, I want to say, because I don't really find myself down there very often. Yeah. But I find myself north way more than, for work. So.
Yep. But I go out there. I make a trip out for those pizza pies. Go out and see Flo. Yep.
What do you got going on for Easter?
Well, work. Yeah.
Because you work on Sundays.
I work. Sundays are my Monday.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Sundays are my Monday.
Yeah, we're just doing family, my nieces hunting eggs and stuff. It's real riveting stuff, really. It's exciting. We bet on it. I
miss my kids being young.
It's a whole, we're exchanging hands. It's crazy.
The older that they got, we went from, we would just put money in plastic eggs, and they would go find money.
Yeah.
Yeah. The golden egg had $100.
Ooh. And only one kid found the golden egg?
Mm-hmm. That's how we be. You can find it or you don't.
Because if you don't, Dad knows where it is.
If it's out there, bro, it's staying, man.
I'm just getting over a little chest cold I'm sure everybody had here in town.
Yeah, it's probably good that we're keeping this distance because, in all honesty, I do not feel good.
I don't think that I'm contagious anymore, and I think you're okay. Mm.
So back to the butt hurt. What do we? Oh, so the driving post.
That
we need. And what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, it's pretty. I'm watching it right now,
bro.
And it's pretty self-explanatory that lady had no business driving. If it wasn't that indeed a lady, I mean, that's what the post said.
I would really.
It was hard for me to make out.
And I don't want to be biased just because I'm local, but to me, that doesn't seem like a local driver. It just really doesn't. I didn't watch the video close enough to look at the plates.
But you can't really see the plate.
And I think 5-0 drives by right there too. He missed it by about 30 seconds.
Yeah, this lady totally just cut this guy off. It's insane.
Yep.
And I know the guy that posted this. If this is his dash cam, I mean, I know he's a pretty good driver. So
yeah. Oh, yeah. We all know Mr. Sharp.
Yeah.
We'll call him.
Say names.
We'll call him Mr. Joe. He's going to be fine with it.
Yeah, that was absolutely insane. And when it has 13 comments, which is pretty good.
Yeah. What are some people saying?
People don't care how they drive nowadays. They probably just came from shots.
Jesus, bro. That is the worst.
Dude, that is terrible driving right there.
I get so mad. I really tried just to go zen when I'm driving, right? I just go zen. I realize what I have to do, whether it's traffic or whatever it is. Yes. Rub the ears, just go zen, jam some crunchy tunes, whatever's on, whatever I'm bumping. And then, whatever happens, happens. But... when it comes to the...
Somebody said, maybe she just really had to poop.
Yeah. She just came from them Tesla chargers, man. But it wasn't a Tesla. But, it's just... That doesn't seem like a local move, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It just really doesn't.
Well, and also, we're getting... I hate to say it, but, town has been changing for a while now. I mean, it's constantly going through a lot of growth and changes and stuff. And we're getting more and more where it's like Mammoth, where there's a lot of seasonal livers that live here. There's a lot of, vacant homes that are most of the year. So this person could have a second home here.
Yeah.
Obviously doesn't make them local because
Carl's Jr. Schatz intersection, bro, ugh. I avoid it. Saturdays, Sundays.
Oh, it's so terrible.
When Mammoth flushes the toilet and everybody's trying to get in there. Jeez. Oh, Christmas, man. I don't like to hit Main Street.
Oh yeah, it's almost impossible to if you're going northbound on 395 on a Sunday afternoon, it's almost impossible to turn left to get to the west part of town.
I'm gonna show my age right now. How old am I? Older than dirt, right?
Yeah. Well, you were around when grass was forming. So yeah,
I had a hand in grass, especially that wacky tobacco.
Oh,
that was half my idea, half God's idea.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
You guys are like homies.
It was all you got. Please, please. Don't smite me. I'll mind T-Smiter. So where was I going with this? What was I going to say?
Show your age.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna show my age with this one. Like I just the traffic here just kills me because like I was a kid in the 80s and 90s when nobody was here.
Right.
Right? Like there was just nobody here. You can go around and you can go, you know, in Buttermilk. Not the Buttermilks. It is Buttermilk One. It is not plural. It is not the Buttermilk. When you go to Buttermilk, like we would be the only people up there. You go into Coyote. Like last time I went to Coyote, there was I think I counted like I don't know, 17 side by sides, probably 10 or 15 Jeeps. It was bananas, man.
Yeah, it's internet. You know, everybody's finding out about all these places that we love. You know, yep. I mean, you can't even get into the hot tubs up there in Mono County anymore.
They're gonna have that gathering.
Yeah, the gathering that, what was it, 18,000 people were interested in going?
And like 3,000 said they are.
For the eclipse, right? It was I think that's what it was.
Meteor
for.
Shower.
It's a meteor shower.
Yeah. One hot tub the size of this room?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it was an event on Facebook where 18,000 people said they were interested in going to the hot tubs in Mono County. And to like, watch a meteor shower.
Whoever is responsible, like I definitely forget. We should probably look that up.
But it's probably the same people that did the whole, you know, Raid Area 51 thing.
Not as smart. But just bringing just bringing that type of, you know,
I'm not even going to try because now you got me messed up on how it's.
Goodness sakes, what happened there? Like, is my tongue sticking out straight? Am I having a stroke?
Do you smell toast?
I don't smell toast. Publicity, like, anyways, but bringing that type of, you know, knowledge to those, to the hot tubs and to such a sacred area, like, there's going to be a ton of people up there. And that the group, I believe, was charging. Like, you have to charge, like, to be a part of that group. You pay, I think, a monthly fee or something like that because they're from the West Side. They ain't East Siders.
Mm.
And they're bringing all the, you know, all their super fancy Sprinters.
And Teslas.
And probably a few Teslas.
Yeah. Have you seen that Cybertruck? God, that thing's heinous.
It's
much smaller than I thought, too.
It is, yeah.
Smaller than my Jeep. I thought it was like a full-size truck. It's like a little tiny.
Yeah, it's like the size of a Tacoma, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. Like, I don't know. Teslas, I'm kind of a fan of Teslas.
Mm, you would be.
I kind of, like, I don't know. They're pretty badass, man, in my opinion. They might be junky as far as construction goes, but, like, just not driving would probably be rad.
Yeah, I could see that.
Set it and forget it.
Yeah. I mean, I think you have to, like, keep your hands on the wheel or whatever, whatever it is.
There's videos of when they first came out of those dudes sleeping.
But
the anonymous driving probably has its pros, right?
Anonymous driving?
Self.
Autonomous driving.
Thank you. God, I mean, I don't know.
Are you sure you don't smell toast?
I don't smell toast. I am, like I said, I think I'm.
Because I am actually cooking toast.
Maybe that's a problem, too. I do feel under the weather, so forgive me. I do feel a little under the weather. But
I'll tell you what, if you got what I got, you're going to be down for about 3 days.
Oh, God, please no. I'm going home and taking some zinc.
Dude, I went to work Monday, and I didn't feel well, so I went home. I was only like 3 hours into my shift. I went home. Tuesday, I woke up, and I was like, I still don't feel great, but I'm going to work. Worked all day. Felt terrible.
Ugh. What do you do?
Terrible. I'll get in a second. I'll tell you that. And then Wednesday, I didn't go to work. Thursday, I didn't go to work. And then I texted my boss Thursday evening. I was like, I'll be in tomorrow. And I was like, I'm not 100% yet. But I'll be in. And he was like, just come in 100% Monday. And I was like, okay.
You're Amerigas.
Yeah, I work for Amerigas. Yeah. Which, if you want to be a sponsor.
Amerigas, please.
Yeah. You know, it's a good company to work for.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they treat us fairly, and I like that. So
a lot of complaints about not having a office, though.
Yeah, I understand.
That's beyond everything, you know.
Oh, dude,
I mean?
The AmeriGas gets really ripped on Butthurt. Like, well,
they do.
Not as of late as much, but when they were first transitioning to the, because they're transitioning to the cyber age, you know, where like there's really no office. Like, we don't need that staff to be there. So, you know, it's a whole corporate thing, which you know, some people agree with, some people don't, and you know, it is what it is.
You got to cut costs.
Hey.
So autonomous driving, there's probably benefits.
Oh, there has to be benefits to it.
Like, what if you're a little buzzed up and you autonomously drive home?
I still think that's a DUI.
Probably, but you're going to get home safe.
As long as you don't get pulled over, yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, you're not.
Or, you know, your car doesn't decide that, no, that is a person and not just a small pebble on the ground. Because that has happened where those cars have hit people.
Yeah.
Maybe Papa Elon will just take you straight to the police station.
You can smell it. You can smell it in the cab. You going, man.
Elon, take the wheel.
Yeah, jumping back to my San Francisco trip, there was those the self-driving taxis that were stuck in the middle of an intersection because one was behind the other and one was trying to make a turn and then they both sensed each other and like it was pretty wild, bro.
Self-driving taxis,
they have them. Yeah.
Well, and you know why they are able to afford those? Because they don't pay anybody to pick the human feces up off the ground.
Oh, man. Well, and if it's, I mean, if you're alone in there, you could probably just take a deuce in the self-driving taxi.
Who would know?
I don't, the next person.
Ooh.
Is right.
Dude, I threw up in an Uber once.
You look like the guy that would.
And I peed just a little bit.
Oh, man. That guy last night with his pee stuff, bro, like, he was my age and he was touching on some funny stuff, but the guy was killing me, man.
Dude, I threw up hard. It was rough, and I ended up giving the guy like $150 so he could get his car cleaned. It was
the challenges of being.
It wasn't my proudest moment I've ever had in my life, but it did happen.
Yeah, I can only tell you in that like, me being so drunk, I threw up in the height of my alcoholism. Just really never happened.
Really?
Yep. Only I think if like. If I drank on an empty stomach, which I always never tried to do, it would get to me.
It was the I was fine until I got into the car and the motion sickness just threw me over the edge.
That motion sickness, baby.
Yeah.
So let's go back to a little bit of butthurt. Not that I don't enjoy talking with you.
Yeah, no, it's let's find something.
But we were on the a post that is a concern for everybody, especially because the alleged, right? We have to say allegedly there was a murder, and he was arrested, right? That all had happened in the past, but this is a new one, and I didn't realize it, and I don't think y'all realized it because it kind of snuck under the radar. And I would really like to talk to, you know, someone from the SO office and see what they can and can't release. And I know there's a good reason for it. But it's like if there is, like I think we need to know, you know, if there's like a murderer,
right? So I would say the best explanation for that is that our jail, and I have good sources that tell me this stuff.
Sure,
our jail they take a lot of overflow from other counties.
Oh.
And so that crime and that person could have been completely somewhere else, and their county could be so overflowed that they had to bring her up here for her to await trial before she, you know, either gets convicted or doesn't and goes to prison or doesn't, depending on, you know. So we actually take in a lot of people that are not from here.
Sure.
Because our jail actually is not super densely populated.
Right. We got room.
Yeah, we got everywhere else. So we get people from Ridgecrest, we get people from Adelanto, we get people from San Bernardino, all over the place.
So that's probably what it was.
And that's why there wouldn't have been a press release about it here, because it didn't happen here. Correct.
Yeah. I don't know. I think maybe that, like, I probably as like a you know, a law, like the police department, sheriff department, CHP, whoever it is. Like, you kind of want to keep that under wraps, right? You don't want to be like, oh, you arrested this dude for attempted murder. Like, you don't want to start a panic. You don't want to...
Yeah. And that's hard to say. Well, because anybody who commits a crime automatically, unless they're underage, becomes public record, right?
Right.
But just because... I don't know the ins and outs of it, but just because it's public record doesn't necessarily mean that they're obligated to make a press release about it. You know, as you can see, you know, the person posted the screenshot that the information was available.
Right.
But I would say more than likely that it didn't happen here. They're just holding the suspect until
one of the comments says it is a Florida resident. Wow.
Florida, though, that's pretty far.
Yeah.
I thought it was like Ridgecrest, maybe Adelanto, San Bernardino is about as far as we went.
Oh, man. And what else do we...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it starts with... Dude, Florida is wild, bro. Those guys in Florida...
The wild South.
They be doing some crazy, crazy, crazy... Like, everybody has a gun. Everybody's on cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
have you ever seen that post? Just like Big Pine. Have you ever seen that post? It's like you're supposed to take your birthday and type it in and then follow with a man in Florida, and then like every single thing will bring up a crazy headline.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, and you type it in just on Google or whatever. You know, your birthday, day, month, year, and everything, man in Florida. It'll give you like a crazy clipping from a newspaper or whatever. Because crazy stuff happens every day in Florida.
Well, it's huge, right? It's up there in one of the largest states in the United States, right? It's
largest not, states?
Yeah. Florida?
Really?
State. You got to think how long that peninsula is.
Well, yeah.
It's a big old dong waving out there in the Atlantic, bro.
It's the penis of America.
Right? So it's Alaska, and I'm just going from memory, and it's not good. But so Alaska, right? Then Texas, and then California maybe, and then Florida? Please, I hope I got that really, really wrong so y'all could butcher me in the comments on this. But somebody Google that and let me know. But just by, like, looking at the size, it's big, dude. Florida's massive. It goes, like, all the way down almost to, what, Cuba?
You know what's pretty crazy, actually, is Inyo County is the second largest county in California and the least populated.
Yep. San Bernardino is bigger with a more population.
A Florida man tries to buy Rolex watches with check printed from home computer.
Florida, bro. There's some wild ass, like, I'm a hip hop head, and like there's some wild ass rappers. This dude named Stitches. I don't know if you guys ever heard of him. Face tattoos, like one of his songs is it's called Brick in Your Face. And it's just him at a trap house, like with just bricks of cocaine and AK-47s.
You are so wrong about how big Florida is.
Please tell me.
Like, not even so. I'm not even close. So you guessed it was four, right?
I did put it four.
So you said Alaska, Texas, California,
yeah,
and then you said Florida, right? So four is Montana.
Montana's okay, huge. Big sky state.
So where do you think, knowing that it's not four, where do you think it lands?
13th.
Okay, so 13 is Utah.
Utah's big.
Okay, so I'll give you this.
All the western states.
It's higher than 13. So now, what's your next guess?
Really?
Yes, it's lucky, higher on the list.
Lucky number 7.
No, it's a higher number.
What do you mean it's lower?
No, it's a higher number. Than so 13. It's higher than 13.
And lower on the list, higher in the ranking of numbers.
Okay, because yeah. 7.
So it's bigger. No, it's a so bigger number.
Like 15 or 18.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
23rd.
So south of that.
South of that.
So it's more than 13, 34. Less than 23. No, less than 23.
Less than 23.
More than 13, less than 23.
More than 13, less than 23.
And 23 is Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, more than 13. 17.
Nope.
Just tell me, please.
All right, it's 22nd.
Okay, yeah. See, I was right there.
It's the 22nd largest. It is, let's see, what does it say? Total square miles. So it is
I did horrible in school, y'all.
65,758 total square miles.
It's yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, July 24th, Florida man shows off gun, accidentally shoots himself.
Bro.
That wasn't me.
Like
which birthday came?
August 24th, 1978, 5:45 AM.
Don't tell that story again.
Why?
Because you told it twice on our shows now.
Do you guys want to know why? You can tell the story.
I was born at 420.
I love my mom, man. Come on. Let me brag on her. She's a wonderful person.
August 24th, Florida man punches elderly victim for holding up the line.
Yes.
Social distancing confrontation with public police.
Goodness oh, God.
Sakes. Speaking of, this is a fresh one on Butthurt.
You got a fresh one?
Yeah, pretty fresh. 1 hour ago. People of Butthurt, Vons is not the place you want to be right now. Self-checkout is closed, and there are only 2 lines open. The workers there are kicking butt, but there's just a lot of people here.
Oh, dude, it is the night before Easter. Why would they do that?
Dude, I was just there earlier and it was totally fine.
Me too.
And, but I will say this. I walked in. I didn't need very many things. I went to grab a basket. There was no baskets there. And I looked over at the self-checkout area and there was a bunch piled up by where the person that oversees, you know, the whole self-checkout yep. area. And I grabbed one. And the lady that was running that thing looked at me like I just kicked her dog, bro. Like, I was like, it's a... Oh. The basket. The basket, like
it's that's what you're supposed to get baskets, man.
Like she, bro, like I did her wrong. She was very upset.
Should she put the baskets back by the door?
You would think
she should be yeah. putting.
You would think the basket, you, yeah.
Maybe she was mad that you didn't do her job.
Well, I mean, I kind of did because I had to get it from her.
Right,
but yeah.
if you would have took all of them, and put them by the door, she probably would have been like, "Hey, dude, thank you."
Or maybe you know, they have to clean them first.
You're supposed to.
Probably.
I had to go to Vons because our Starbucks was closed, the drive-thru one.
Yes.
Actually. Yep. And I wanted to make a butthurt post about that, but...
I was I was walking by and I was like, yeah, I want to stand in that line. This guy was like, the other one's closed. Like I cared why he was standing there. It was an eventful day at the grocery store today.
Very. So the Starbucks, the drive-thru Starbucks, the one over there by... whatever, Reagan's is closed because of people calling in sick.
By the way, Reagan's, if you want to be a sponsor of the podcast, hit us up.
Reagan, we love you, bro. Love your store, dog. It is absolutely amazing.
It's a great store.
That's where I get all my stuff from.
I get most of my stuff from there, but every once in a while, I know the guy that owns Max Sporting Goods, so yep. I'll go in there every once in a while.
Yeah, me and that guy, like, I made some comments on Butthurt about he had the bass fishing tournament, so we kind of got off on the wrong foot. I think he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's really a nice
do.
Guy.
I really do. I just, like, again, as an old, get off my lawn, as an old-timer, you know, Bishop OG, I don't think the fisheries have enough bass to have that type of pressure put on them. That's just my end of it. And I could be wrong don't know the numbers.
Do they even stock bass here? I don't think they do.
They don't.
It's all just their own deal. The bass have to take care of it.
Yep.
And then make full deposits in each other.
I think the fisheries get better and worse with generation, you know, because like my generation, when I was in my 20s, there was a bunch of pressure being put on those fish. There's this one dude, and dude, he kind of talked like this. And if you know who he was, dude, he would go out there and slay the Browns, dude. So, him
Does and, he play Fortnite?
No, he doesn't.
Literally, he plays Fortnite.
No, he doesn't, man. I did concrete with him. He was an absolute walking character out of a movie. He would pull his glasses down, like when he's making a point, and be like, let me put it to you like this, dude, and pull his glasses down. And then at the end of the story, he'd be... Right, and he always wore dark sunglasses, had a ponytail. We called him Dalbert. That's not his real name, but he was he and a couple of other dudes and me, like we were just like we fished religiously.
Mm-hmm.
So I think probably what has happened because of you know screen time, like there's not a lot of people out there like it was catching those fish. So I could be wrong,
right?
But just as my gut reaction, I think I said something like you're dumb. I could, so I apologize, man. I think you're great. I love Max, Dale Miller, you know, family friend.
He's my dad's cousin.
Dale?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
The. Thank you. So, yeah, like, Max is, I do Max every now and again. Like, if they're out of, you know, the line that I specifically like, I Amazon it.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I'm that guy.
Wow.
Yeah. Not local.
What a piece of shit.
I try to shop local, but I need...
It is tough sometimes, man. Like, not to, you know, throw shade on anybody, but if I'm going to go out and buy something, like, I shoot bow, right?
Yeah.
That's like one of my favorite hobbies that I have. And arrows, man.
Yeah.
Anywhere in this town.
Yeah.
We're $95 for three arrows or six arrows where, like, I can... Because we all go to Reno however often, sure. You know. I go up there, I get the exact same arrows for $60 all day long.
Right.
And it's like, if you're going to charge me five $10 more to where I can still buy local, because I understand that you guys, you know, these smaller guys aren't buying such large quantities.
Right.
So if I have to pay $5 or $10 more than I would from a big box store, I'll do it.
Yeah.
But $30 more for the same arrow? Absolutely not.
I wonder if it costs more to get them shipped here.
It probably does. There's probably a lot of factors that go into it, and I feel bad for it, but I'm not going to spend $30 more just because of that. Like it's I can't do it. I can't justify it.
For me, that's multiple hours of work.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's – I can't justify it.
Yeah. That's sad.
Yeah. There's certain things that's the problem with
Bishop, dude. It's just a really expensive place to live.
It is. It is an expensive place
to live. I love this place.
Do we know what post got the most likes this last week? I know you got that on your dashboard.
Ooh.
Actually, while
– Insights.
Well, Trules is taking care of that.
You know, right now, because I'm kind of, you know, like jerking the dog, I wish I had scratchers to scratch.
Right.
Like last week.
Yeah, you were supposed to bring them every week.
Can I go shh, 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 in the mic?
I guess. You still don't have any scratchers.
I know. I thought I was going to be late, and I was on time, and you were not here.
I was not late. You were early. There's a difference.
Which is rare for me. I run on end in time.
Well, that's why we tell you 7:15 and me 7:30.
you guys are good, bro. That's good. Top contributor as always, man. Chris Leonard. He has the most positive posts, you know, about his fishing for the community.
Right.
Like he does it. Like I really like, you know, this guy.
For all of our butthurt family out there, I really do appreciate the positive posts. They're nice to see. But can you please start shitting on each other again? Because it makes for really great content. And I love it. It's my favorite part.
Yeah.
So please do that. Also, please check us out on youtube.com/EasternSierraNow. Like, subscribe, do all of that stuff. It really helps us grow as a channel. It helps us put out more content just like this and better content. So maybe we can get, you know, some more lights. Or something. And the more you forward this to your friends and family and let them see it, the better off we're all going
to
be.
For sure. And shout out to one of our sponsors this week, Glam Plug. Heather is running Glam Plug. It's a spot where you can get all your, you know, you all did up. She does.
What's Glam Plug?
Well, it is a beauty bar with a fun and energetic environment. It offers the latest in specialty beauty services. Those services include UV tanning beds, airbrush tanning, teeth whitening, tooth gems, bro.
That's actually pretty cool.
Right? You want to get a hair in the hair. And microblading. I don't even know what that is.
I think it has something to do with eyebrows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. But anyways, I've been there. Like, it's a fun shop. Shout out to Heather. Thanks for being a sponsor.
Cool. Well, I think we'll go ahead and call it for this week. You feel good about it?
I feel pretty good. I think we touched on a lot of things. The pizza thing, bro.
Oh, we have to get that done.
Have to.
I mean, and we also need to get, I would like to get a guest on this show.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really fun. Maybe a community member of some sort of status.
Yes.
Would be cool.
Yes. I have a lot of guests in mind. I don't want to shout out any names right now because I want to touch bases with them before. But you know who you are. You're going to come on. We're going to have a good time. And then the comics, like I'm friendly with those comics. And I think something that would be really, really fun
right.
is when they're done over there, we come over here and, you know,
give them some whiskey, you know, whatever,
have a little round table.
Yeah. That would be cool.
And they could tell us what they did or didn't like about all you dummies interrupting the show.
Well, I wasn't going to tell you this. I was going to let it be a surprise for next week.
Okay.
But I'll tell you and I'll tell the audience at the same time, please make sure to tune in next week because we will have a guest. We're going to talk about the do's and don'ts of parenting with special guest Casey Anthony. Have a wonderful week, and we will see you guys here next week. Butthurt Owens Valley out.
Out.